Welcome to R2J Podcast. And you know, this is R2J, aka Ronnie Jones. Now, I'm going to talk to you about silly Twitter beefs, aka silly Twitter wars. Now, I got into a couple myself. I got into a few beefs on Twitter. Twitter is supposed to be used to talk to people all over, worldwide, making conversations, hashtag this, hashtag that, making wonderful conversations with people all over the world, different shapes and different sizes. But having said that, sometimes you have people that choose to be idiots and want to go the hard way. So, I got a little story of my own, but I won't take up too many time. So, I don't want to take up a whole lot of time trying to do it. But hear me out. I got into an argument with one of my Facebook buddies on Facebook, who happens to be part of owning a page called RWWE, our wrestling group page on Facebook. Now, he was talking all this junk about OKC was going to beat Golden State. And I said, no, Golden State is going to turn around and they're going to beat OKC. Now, OKC, at the time he pretty much said this, OKC was up 3-1. OKC won 3 games. Golden State won only 1 game. And all OKC had to do was pretty much win game 5, I believe. So, I'm not sure if it was 3-1 or 3-2, but I think it was 3-2. All OKC had to do was just shut it down at home and win the game and move on to the NBA Finals, right? So I'm getting one of their friends saying, oh yeah, well, Russell Westbrook is going to kill Golden State. No, wait, that's not how it went. I think I asked her a question like, okay, why do you think OKC's going to win? And she pretty much said, oh, well, because this was her answer. Her answer. She said, oh, I'm choosing OKC because Russell Westbrook is the best player and he's going to destroy Golden State. Yada, yada, yada. All that garbage, right? So I'm like, that's it. There's no other explanation. Like, they got a better offense. They got a better defense. Maybe some intangibles here and there. Clearly, the lady did not know much about basketball because she pretty much went off of a brand name. Just Russell Westbrook. Okay, fine. Then maybe LeBron James is going to beat the Warriors with Kevin Durant. Okay? Maybe LeBron James is going to be able to beat the Warriors in 6 games because he's LeBron freaking James. Maybe, just maybe, Ronda Rousey can beat the champion because she's freaking Ronda Rousey. Like, come on. I mean, really, is that the best you can do? So then I get her little listeners or whatever stupid followers that comes on and we get into a little spat or whatever. But at the end of the day, I won because I said Golden State was still going to win, even though they wound up blowing it in the finals. I still had them beating OKC. So at the end of the day, people, there's no reason to try and get into Twitter beefs or Twitter wars with anybody, because let's be honest, when you know something is going to be right, you got them right where you want them. There's no other explanation for it. You don't have to tweet and go behind your keyboard or go on your phone and try and respond back to stuff. Now, you can retweet some funny stuff, but at the end of the day, what's the point? Because at the end of the day, you won the battle. There's no other way that the other person has anything else to say other than keeping their mouth closed. So at the end of the day, I'm just telling you guys, whoever's on Twitter, some people are on Twitter and some people are not on Twitter. Just a little advice. Don't get into any battles or any feuds or any beasts on Twitter, because at the end of the day, you don't know them. They don't know you. That's that. Here comes another episode of R2J Podcast.